You are listening to an American Free Press podcast.
Joining me on the line is Officer Dave Northway, the public information officer for the Tallahassee Police Department. Officer Northway, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate being on your show.
Officer Northway, would you prefer to be called Dave or Officer Northway?
Dave is fine. I'm very relaxed.
Okay, great. Thanks, Dave. Dave, you know, I saw an article online about a woman who was stopped for, I guess, a DUI, and there was a video taken, I guess, from the dash cam. Christina West was her name. I want to get into that in great detail in a moment, but before we do, for the benefit of the listeners, can you give them a little bit of background about who you are?
Sure. I'm a 13-year officer with the Tallahassee Police Department. Like most police officers down here, we start out on patrol, and then we can either stay with patrol work where you're answering calls for service in the community and assisting with traffic crashes, things like that, or you can move around the department. There are several different areas you can work at. I chose to become a field training officer for a few years. I then applied to work with a task force that we had with the U.S. Marshals Service. I worked on that for 3 years, and then I've been the public information officer for about 2.5 years now, a little bit longer than that.
And Tallahassee, that's the capital of Florida, right?
Yes, we're the capital of Florida, and we're probably best known for having the Florida State University football team or the university here. We're a college town by trade. We have two major colleges here with a large community college as well. The Florida A&M college is here as well. So we have two large universities, so we swell quite large when school is back in.
Now let's get to this story here, because I see a lot of news online, and that's part of my job. And I saw this video, and this was originally, I guess I saw this on the Daily Mail website, which is a UK paper. And it was disturbing, to say the least, where this mom, as I found out from reading the article, she was stopped for, I guess, DUI, and she was slammed to the ground pretty severely where it broke, I guess, parts of the bones in her face. This isn't unique to Tallahassee Police Department, because many folks have been seeing this type of behavior across the United States by police departments, where it seems like they've adopted a more militarized approach to your average citizen, where they're stopped for perhaps maybe talking on the cell phone, which is dumb anyway, or texting, which is more dumb, or of course DUI, which is dumber than all of them. But with this case, Dave, and I know that from seeing the comments and talking to people about it, it seems like this one here was particularly severe, but I did see in an article that Tallahassee police stand by practices that broke woman's face in violent arrest video, and this was actually September 11th, so going back a little bit, and of course you were in here, and you said that we stand by our practices that we have in place, and we also stand by the procedures that we have in place. And if there's something that has gone awry in this investigation, then the proper procedures will be followed and actions will be taken against those officers. Has anything changed with the department's view of this incident since that time?
Well, I wish I could answer specifically as to whether anything has changed, which is a broad term. Unfortunately, the case is still an active, ongoing investigation. We have an internal affairs investigation going on with this case as we speak. The officers that were involved that you saw in the video have been placed on administrative leave with pay pending the outcome of that investigation. So we at the department are looking into it, as well as we have had some changes here take place at the department. We now have our legal advisor is going to be viewing any videotapes that result in the injury to a person, if there is a dash cam video. Most of our vehicles are not equipped with dash cameras simply because of budgetary constraints. They are quite expensive to keep, they are quite expensive to purchase, and they're quite expensive to maintain. So anytime there is a dash cam video where force is used against one of our citizens, whether it be a suspect or a civilian or whoever it is, and that person is injured, then the legal advisor will be viewing all of those instances. So there is some changes taking place, and depending on the outcome of the investigation, there may be more changes taking place, but at this time, that's the only concrete change that is taking place with our department at this point. But again, we're expecting if things in the future to change as well.
Did you see the video, Dave?
Yes, I did. And I can tell you, I'm a father. I am married. I mean, I have a mother just like everybody else. It is hard for us to watch as well, even as police officers. And we understand that, especially if it's not something that police work is not something that you deal with on a day-to-day basis. Police work at times is very tough. It's very draining. It does happen at times where things get maybe in a way that is hard for people to watch. We understand that. We actually posted a video on our Facebook and our YouTube pages saying the same thing. And it's actually me talking about how we understand that the video is hard to watch and it's hard for us to watch as well. And that's why the steps have been taken that are in place at this time.
Has anything like this ever happened before that you're aware of at TPD?
I've only been in this position for a few years. Anything that's happened as in this type of case, you mean?
Not this exact one, but in the past, this type of brutality.
Well, brutality is a tough word for me to try and put my arms around because police work does involve physical force at times. It involves physical force when a person, or as we call them, if they're under arrest, a suspect, is resisting our efforts to try and stop them from going to jail. And so we do use force on our suspects. The caveat is that we are supposed to use the necessary force that is to end the occurrence, meaning that we're only supposed to use what is necessary to stop the occurrence from going on. So, again, the word brutality is kind of hard for me to speak directly to. Our officers are trained. They go through several different courses and training on how to use force, and it is part of our job, and it is something that we do use only as a last resort. So, unfortunately, there is times that we will use force in our day-to-day job, yes.
Right, and I guess a lot of folks, when they saw that video, they saw this light woman being literally, from her height, being slammed onto the pavement, which, as I said before, broke some bones in her face. Is that type of force, you think, excessive, or do you think that was necessary to restrain her?
I will not be able to discuss the specifics of whether it was or was not necessary because the officers that were involved in this case have rights, and those rights, just like anybody else who's accused of a crime, and that's what is happening here, they're being accused of using too much force. They have certain rights just like everybody else, and that will be figured out in the investigation that is currently ongoing.
And you said before that about the training on force. Now that's Leon County, right, where you're at?
In the South, we use counties and cities. Leon County is the large area that surrounds the city of Tallahassee, and anything that falls within the city of Tallahassee and that surrounding area is considered Leon County. We at the police department, the Tallahassee Police Department, only take care of what goes on within the city limits of Tallahassee. So there are two separate law enforcement agencies in Leon County. There is the Leon County Sheriff's Office, which works with inside the city limits and also the county, and also the Tallahassee Police Department.
I should have asked this before. How many police officers are on the force?
Tallahassee Police Department, we have approximately 350 sworn police officers.
I stumbled across an article about Leon County Sheriff's Office, and this isn't you guys. They had spent some money and taken a trip over to Israel to learn how to, I guess, do certain things. Has the TPD done that as well? Have they gone to Israel to learn?
Not that I'm aware of. If they have, then no one has told me about it.
Now, you've been there for, you said, 13 years? Or?
About 13 years. I'm not aware of any of us going over to Israel for training at all. We have our own training here in the county. We actually, just outside of our city, about 20 minutes west of us, there is a large police academy called the Florida Public Safety Institute, where many different trainings go on, and use of force or force techniques are trained there by different people, including our own trainers that we have within our police department, and also outside people that come in and put on classes on how to do it as safe and as effective as possible.
Public Information Officer for the Tallahassee, Florida Police Department, Officer Dave Northway, I want to thank you so much for the time you spent explaining all this to the listeners, and looking forward to speaking to you again in the future.
Thank you for having me on the show.